This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
This is David Morgan with you for the week ending 22nd February 2019. Well, going over the general stock market, the stock indexes are testing overhead resistance, and the market's looking a bit overextended here. The utilities, however, are very near a record high, and copper actually achieved a bullish breakout here recently, which of course gives strength to usually the entire commodity sector. And stronger commodities could lead to profit-taking, and we did see some profit-taking in the gold market here recently, and it's bounced back somewhat today as I'm doing this update on the 22nd. Moving right into the global economy from Zero Hedge, world's largest shipping company warns 2019 global economic outlook is worse than 2018. Regardless of what you hear in the mainstream financial press about wonderfulness, rosiness, and everything is A-OK, and the economy's growing, but slowly, et cetera. The truth of the matter is, if you look at the Baltic Dry Index and look at what the shipping magnates are doing across the world, what you will find is it's dropped off a cliff again. It portends the recession that I'm forecasting for 2019 that may not be recognized by the mainstream press until 2020. Regardless, we are entering a period of contraction and stagflation at a minimum, meaning, of course, a contraction in the physical economy and higher prices to go along with it. Sort of the worst of all worlds. Next article up is from goldmoney.com. Alistair McLeod, who I know and speak to from time to time, not on a regular basis. And I'm not going to read this whole thing. It's called Currencies Threatened by a Credit Crisis. And Alistair does a great job, in my view, of reviewing basically what happened in the 30s and the parallels that we see today. It's a long article, but I'm pointing it out because it's a good review for those that know a great deal about the currency crisis and how they take place. And for those that are looking for kind of a succinct overall general outline of how things are taking place, and again, the parallels to the 1930s experience, I would suggest you go to goldmoney.com and read this article in its entirety. Basic bottom line is we are facing a credit crisis like none other. In the 30s, it was pretty much a phenomenon that affected the United States. Yes, it did bleed over into Europe, and yes, it affected the world more or less, but nothing like what's going to take place in this next credit contraction. So even though you've probably heard this from almost every commentator out there in the alternative media on the financial news side, I'm just going to emphasize it again here that the central banks have bought the most gold in decades. I did an interview with Max Kaiser and Stacy on this recently. You may have caught that interview. You may not have. Also, TF Metals, Craig Hempke did an interview with USA Watchdog Greg Hunter and pointed out that gold is now a tier one asset. And that's important as far as the banks are concerned because they can use their gold holdings as a recourse for backing up other loans or whatever. In other words, it's as solid as it gets. We all know that. And yet the banking system at large is now recognizing it for what it's always been, probably the premier monetary asset that you can hold. It's now considered that to be that way in the banking system at large. What's interesting about this article is in the Hightower report, which I don't get regularly anymore, but I do pay attention to it. Silver will soon reclaim its quote-unquote precious status. In a recent analysis, the silver market research firm Hightower report outlined several driving forces that should bolster the metal's price in the near future. According to the firm, they're looking at $70 an ounce silver. And here's some of what they say in this article, talking about the bullishness, of course, and the positioning in the Commitment of Traders report, which I will be doing later today for our paid membership. What are these forces that will drive silver higher? Well, the report points to entrenched global silver deficit pattern at a time when the demand for silver is likely to increase. I want to pause there. I mean, this is something that goes back and forth all the time. If you read the studies, which I do, in fact, I almost memorize them every year. There is a deficit by definition in the silver market, according to the Silver Institute, but on a what I consider to be more realistic basis, the above ground stockpiles have grown over the last decade, and the above ground supply of investment grade silver is at least 2 billion ounces, if not 2.5 billion ounces. And that isn't that difficult to determine on your own and verify what I'm saying. You don't have to buy the Silver Studies to do it. In fact, you get the Silver Institute study for free. You can download it off their website. And then the CPM study, which is independent. I forget what it costs, around the $200 mark. And I'm not suggesting you buy it or not. I'm just suggesting that you can compare the two studies, and they align fairly closely. As far as 1 billion ounces of silver, that's pretty easy to determine if you just do a little bit of research, which means all you have to do is look at from 1986, when the Silver Eagle program, really the Silver Liberty program, started until present day, and add all of the 1 ounce Silver Eagles that have been minted by the U.S. Mint, and do the arithmetic, add it up. Add on top of that all the silver maples, the silver euro, and all the other government-minted silver one-ounce coins. And then you have to factor in the constitutional silver, the what's called junk bags, that is out there. And if you add all that up, you're going to find that in coin form, be it official government-minted one-ounce coins, one-ounce medallions by private mints, and constitutional silver, and then, of course, it spills over into some junk silver from Canada. Some it's 70%, some it's 80%. If you put all that together, it's well over 1 billion ounces of silver, and all that is investment-grade silver. Then if you go to the ETF holdings, and you go to what I consider physical holding companies like the PSLV, the Sprott Physical Silver Trust, and you put all those together, you're looking at about the 700 million mark, round numbers, for silver. So that's 1 billion plus 0.7 billion. So at 1.7 billion, you can or cannot add the JP Morgan, whether or not JP Morgan owns the amount of silver that is claimed by one of the silver analysts out there. That's up to you. And there's a great deal of silver that's really held in private hands that really isn't accounted for, that really cannot be. But if you look at, as I said, the two silver surveys, CPM and the Silver Institute, you'll find there's a fair amount out there.
The Morgan Report with David Morgan.
There are so many great business books that you want to read or that your friends tell you to read, and you just don't have the time to do it. But now there's an app that I highly recommend, and it will solve this problem for you once and for all. It's called Blinkist, and it has all the famous titles from authors like Gary Vaynerchuk, Tim Ferriss, or Seth Godin. Did you know that Blinkist is the only app that takes the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from thousands upon thousands of nonfiction books, and condenses them all down into just 15 minutes that you can read or listen to? Blinkist is made for busy people like you and I. People who want to get the main points of the books quickly without having to read the entire thing. Blinkist has an audio feature that makes it a breeze to finish 4 books a day while you're on the go. Over 8 million people are using Blinkist at this very moment, and it has a massive and growing library from self-help, business, health, history books, you name it, Blinkist has it. Look, I like Blinkist because when I'm on the go, when I'm working out at the gym or driving, I can read books like The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, and my personal favorite, The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. You got to go to Blinkist. Right now, for a limited time, Blinkist has a special offer just for you. Go to Blinkist.com/Morgan Report and start your free 7-day trial today. That's Blinkist, spelled Blinkist.com/Morgan Report, and get your free 7-day trial. Again, Blinkist.com/Morgan Report. You'll be glad you did.
The Morgan Report with David Morgan.
So I'm claiming, not me, let me rephrase that. I am citing the Silver Institute study and the CPM study. And if you just want to use one, use the Silver Institute's, download it for free, and you'll see that there's at least 2 billion ounces of above ground silver right now. Is that a bad thing? Not necessarily. You don't have to have a deficit or a physical depletion of the silver supply to have a high price. Certainly, it helps the psychology. But remember, the gold stockpile is continually being added to, and gold is definitely on its way. Gold has gone through the $1,300 level significantly. It's fallen back and tested that level and successfully tested it. It's moving back to the upside now. I think we're going to get the test that I have forecast this year for the 1350, 1360 level in gold. I believe it'll break through, maybe not the next time up, but it will this year. And then it will probably be retested from the ups, from the above the 1350 level down into that area. And we want to see that area hold, which I believe it will. I think once that's accomplished, you'll see an acceleration in the silver market. I'm certainly looking for the gold-silver ratio to improve, getting off the 85 level, which it has, but barely, and moving into the 70s. Once I see it in the low 70s, that's very strong confirmation that we have finally started the last, what I think will be the last leg up for the precious metals. And of course, the underlying mining shares are going to do extremely well because they are so undervalued at this point in time. And finally, there is some very good opportunities. I'll be doing a webinar here shortly, maybe in the month of February, more likely in March, on the art of speculation. And speaking of which, one of the largest, world's largest environmental problems, and potentially one of the world's greatest financial opportunities, is in electronic waste, or what's known as e-waste. It consists of everything from scrap television, cell phones, laptops, cable boxes, and even that old computer that you see laying across your room. Basically, today, there's over 50 million tons of electronic waste produced on an annual basis. And the United Nations is predicting that number will grow to 78 million tons by 2023. So this works out to about 148 tons of electronic waste produced every minute, or every 60 seconds. Or to put this number into perspective, that's enough e-waste to fill over 240 Olympic-sized swimming pools every day, or the total volume of 15 Houston Astrodomes every month. This year, the United States alone will produce over 11 million tons of electronic waste from just IT-based components such as computers, laptops, data servers, and set-top boxes and smartphones. So there are many, many benefits to recycling this discarded electronics. And this is where the Morgan Report can help you out. We have a speculation that is one of my favorites that deals in this. And this company is really only known to our paid premium members. I have given this out in the public occasionally, but it's basically something that is cutting edge and highly profitable. And it helps solve, of course, this electronic waste problem. It basically gets out all of the metals that are associated with the product. In other words, some of this stuff has a great deal of copper that usually comes out in what's called the dry cycle beginning. And then the rest of the metals are crushed up and it's put through the circuit, and the recovery is over 90%, believe it or not. So the industry's experts estimate that e-waste recyclers collect roughly 50%, and a lot of this is exported to developing nations. In other words, this waste goes across the ocean and is recycled there, and it's done in rather a dirty manner, whereas this company that I've outlined in the Morgan Report does it in a much more environmentally friendly way, recovers more of it, and you don't have to basically use a smelter in any way, shape, or form, or any toxic chemicals. So if you're interested, you might consider subscribing to the Morgan Report. It's one of the cheaper ones out there. The equivalent letters, there's one that is well known by one of the best guys in Vancouver, known personally and have for years. It's about $3,500 a year. There's one by a very well-known geologist that does basically nothing but exploration companies, and he tells you which ones he is investing in. That's like $1,650 a year. And we're sitting at $500 a year. So we are much less expensive, but at least as high a quality. And neither one of those reports have anything close to the speculation that I'm outlining for you. So I'm going to leave it there. Remember, there's nothing more powerful than the truth. And I just do want to add that this is a year that I think precious metals are going to do well. And I want you to do well. So again, you might consider re-involving yourself in this sector if you're not involved already. I'll be back with you next week. Apologize for missing last week. I was in Anarchapoco. I picked up a very bad cold flying on the airlines, and I'm still getting over it now. Luckily, I was able to get through this without a big coughing spell. I'll be back next week with more information for you.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.